know what time it is?
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
Right on! Let's do it! Rock the world!
Barking your ear off. While marking his territory. It's time to move it on over and let the big dog eat. This is the Steve Dumig Show.
Buckle up. The ride just gets wilder.
Doing it doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow,
wow, yippee-yo. One, two, three, four. Now, live from wherever the hell he is today, here's the big dog, Steve Dumig.
Yo. Morning, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. It's been a busy, hectic afternoon so far, and it's bound to get busier and even more hectic. Because anytime we bring in the great doctor, and that is Dr. Andeweese Allen, we not only get logged in phone calls, but big-time emails and everything else. And we have her in our little broom closet to share with us on hopefully our final day before we move into the Chris Thomas studios. So, hi, Doc. How
are
you?
Hey, I'm fabulous, baby. Good. You are looking chipper.
Oh, thank you. It's good to have you in here. And we had you in here a month ago, and you dropped the big bombshell, and then you had to leave and go to Orlando.
Dropped the bomb.
You dropped the bomb.
And ran.
And ran to Orlando to talk on that exact subject that you were talking about. So lo and behold, and, you know, this issue got a lot of call-ins after you left, and I'm sitting there going, blah, 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 blah. She's gone. I don't
stuck
have to...
you with it.
I know. You dropped the bomb and then ran.
Bye-bye.
And every TV news station is fighting over her attention and the skinny science researchers. And, of course, since we and Dr. Ann are family, we look at you as family here at the DAE family, don't we?
Absolutely.
She chose WDAE over all the other competitors for the first live discussion about the diet sodas. And this obvious favoritism was because we like her and she's got a friendship with myself and Jerry and everybody else. So we're not going to argue with that fact. And you are going to get a world premiere here. And I guess what tipped this off, and if you want to join us, obviously, but you better call all your friends, because the last time Dr. Allen came in here and talked about the Diet Coke situation and the diet soda, I know I'm going to get caught at that, but I want to write down in big letters diet soda. The big situation as far as that was concerned, she came in here and said that there are some problems with diet soda. And lo and behold, you're sitting at your humble abode last night, Doc, and watching the CBS Evening News. And what did you see?
Well, the words that came out of my mouth were, "For the love of God, what are you people talking about?" So Katie Kirk comes on.
Yes.
Okay. And she's like, "Hey, guess what? Diet sodas are fattening." Oh, yeah. Not only are they fattening, but they cause metabolic syndrome and they cause cardiovascular disease and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there going, yeah?
Yeah. Tell me something we don't know, right?
So we thought we had, you know, a couple of months to really get this set up with doing the talk circuit. But Katie came out and blew the story open. And so then CBS calls and everybody says, well, they say they don't know why, but you know why. Your team knows why. Our combined expertise of 90 years of research, we've been working on this for 20 years. We know exactly why.
And this team consists of not only our own Dr. Andeweese Allen, who is chief of biomedical research. It also consists of Claire Francomano, MD, director of genetics and nutrigenomics and cephalic research. She has like 9 gazillion degrees.
Yeah, and let me tell you, the fact that we got Claire, and we are very lucky because Claire, who's the top geneticist in the world, and she was the head of medical genetics at the National Institute of Health and the head of human genetics at the National Institute of Aging. They teach about Dr. Francomano in medical school. She's the top genetic researcher in the world, and she's on our team.
Mm-hmm. And she's at Johns Hopkins University, right?
Yeah, she graduated from Johns Hopkins, and so she's going to be joining us today.
I hear. Will she take questions, or is she just
going to... Yes, she will.
She will? Oh, my gosh.
She's the smartest woman in the world.
Well, next to you, but I'm not going to... I don't know the questions to ask her, so I'm going to let you do that interview,
all
right? And they also have Dr. Maxey.
Yes,
right?
Dr. Maxey just
Chief
won the
of Medicine.
Yep, he won the Lifetime Achievement Award from the White House. He's an MD, PhD in cardiovascular pharmacology, and former president of the National Medical Association with the African American Medical Association. He's the smartest cardiovascular researcher in the world. So our team is comprised of the who's who in medicine.
Now, we've talked about the glycemic research laboratory team, and this is who we're introducing here. And
you got
we've
it.
Known about this for years since you
yeah.
first started coming on. And isn't it funny that all these weight loss companies are just now recognizing the glycemic index as a way to lose weight?
Yeah,
what
like,
do you know?
You know, and they call me and they go, "Oh, hey, Dr. Allen, this glycemic thing, this is really cool, and it's new, huh?" Yeah, new. We started in 83.
83.
It's not new, but now it's, you know, everything is glycemic. So it's you know, now we had to kick it up a notch, because when we were doing our research in our human in vivo clinical testing facility, we actually had people drink diet soda, and then they would swish it around in their mouth and spit it out. Big dog, they didn't even swallow it. And it stimulated every known fat-storing mechanism in humans.
Wow.
Which means the diet soda will make you fat, fatter than a pig. 61% more fattening than 12 tablespoons of sugar in a regular Coke.
And this research, it wasn't just on Katie Couric. After that, it got on every website and every news company in America.
Yep.
And it's and this was done by the Framingham Heart Institute.
Yep.
And Dr. Vasant Ramarandan.
Ramarandan.
Was the one that came out with this, and obviously there's some skeptics, but the results, they said, surprised researchers who expected to see a difference between regular and diet soda drinkers.
Yeah. So diet soda is more fattening than 5 bowls of sugar.
And 5 bowls of sugar.
That's called the cephalic response. So what Katie Couric was saying, you know, and I was ripping my hair at the time, is, we don't have any idea why. Researchers may. So, of course, now then they tracked us down. They went to the internet, typed in cephalic, and we're the only cephalic research institute in the world, headed by Dr. Claire Francomano. So, you know, we know why diet soda is making you fat. And it's not just diet soda. It's foods and drinks that have no calories and no carbs.
There is the what she called the million-dollar question. You have Susan Neely, president of the American Beverage Association, wonder if there's any connection there, who said the notion that diet drinks are associated with bulging waistline defies common sense. How can something with zero calories that's 99% water with a little flavoring in it cause weight gain, she said.
She don't get it. It's called anthropology.
So we will have a lively debate, and if you've been shocked by what's happened so far, obviously last night with Katie Couric on CBS News, it hit the mainstream media of what Dr. Allen was talking about last week. We'll have other guests as well. If you want to join us and fire away questions, it's always a lively show when Dr. Allen is with us. 990 in Hillsborough, Pinellas 461. They all end in 4620. The toll-free 1-888-546. They all end in 4620 as well. Do everyone you know a favor and call them up and tell them to tune in today, because they're going to get a lesson in anthropology and in nutrition, in geometric genomes or whatever. You tell me. It's going to be everything.
The exploding universe.
The exploding universe of mankind. The hell with global warming. Your guts are exploding. You won't be around to see global warming. Join us on the phone lines. We'll be right back with more here on the Animal 620 WDAE.
This is WDAE.
Welcome back. 18 minutes past 3 o'clock here on Tampa Bay Sports Animal, 620 WDAE on this Wednesday or Tuesday afternoon. Our in-studio guest is the ever-lovable Aunt Dr. Ann Deweese Allen, joining us on the phone lines right now. And Dr. Allen will give you all of her credentials, because I couldn't even begin to give him or give her all the credit that she deserves. We are joined by Dr. Claire Francomano, MD, Director of Genetics for the Glycemic Research Laboratory. And Dr. Allen, she's got a lot more credentials than that. Why don't you introduce your friend and comrade here?
Yeah, Dr. Francomano is probably the most brilliant woman on the face of the earth. She's She was head of medical genetics at the National Institute of Health and NIA, National Institute of Aging. She's the top genetic researcher in the world, even though she's too humble to say it. And in medical school, we get taught about Dr. Claire Francomano. So when she and I hooked up, it was like some kind of supernova. Yeah. We just immediately knew that we needed to be doing research together because we were totally aligned on our understanding of genetics and anthropology and why people are getting fatter, and people don't understand why they're getting fatter.
Well, Dr. Francomano, welcome to the show. We appreciate you taking the time out of what I'm sure is a very busy schedule for you this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
Well, we appreciate it. And Dr. Allen has been a friend of this radio station for quite some time, Dr. Francomano. And she came in about a month ago and dropped this bombshell about diet sodas. And then, of course, CBS News picked up on it last night. Everybody was wondering, is this the truth? Is this the truth? Is this the truth? And, you know, even CBS News left it unanswered. And, of course, you had all of your people saying that you had your people that agreed. They had the people that disagreed and blah, blah, blah. To your knowledge, there is an answer to this question that Katie Couric left unanswered, is there not?
Well, there's all we can go by is the science.
Mm-hmm.
And the study that she was citing seems to be quite sound. The evidence suggests that there is an association between people who drink diet sodas and the presence of obesity. Now, one might say perhaps it's because the people are obese that they're drinking the diet sodas, so there is a question of causation. But there is a correlation, according to the studies, that the more diet sodas people are drinking, the heavier they are. The epidemiology seems to be quite sound. By my reading of this paper, it looks like it's the real deal. So there is a very strong suggestion from this science, and I think much more needs to be done, but I think that Dr. Allen has some very good explanations for why this might be the case.
And that's why the top researchers and myself got together and formed a cephalic research department of the Glycemic Research Institute. We've been doing human in vivo clinical trials for glycemic since 1983, and were awarded the first glycemic patent ever worldwide. So we have a very good understanding of the glycemic index. Of course, Procter & Gamble and Hershey Foods and all the big companies come to us. People can go to glycemic.com and glycemicindextesting.com and read about the clinical trials that we do. Some of them are published up there. We even do research for the Department of Agriculture. So they understand that there's much more than the glycemic index. So when you kick it up a notch and you say, okay, what's the other reason that people are increasing their adipose tissue fat cells? It's cephalic. So Claire, Dr. Francomano, and Dr. Maxey, and Dr. Abernathy, and myself have opened up the first cephalic testing laboratory in the world to quantify exactly why and what foods are stimulating this cephalic response, which means that something can have no calories and no carbs and make you fatter than a pig. It's called the cephalic response in the brain.
And can you explain that, Dr. Francomano? I mean, the naysayers about this report were saying, how could you have fat building when you have zero calories and something that's 99% water? Is this something that stimulates the opening of the fat cells that might be in these diet sodas?
My belief is that what happens is that the body has evolutionarily been programmed to have a biochemical cascade that happens when it tastes something that is sweet. And it seems that the sweeter the stimulus, the more profound the body's response will be to that stimulus. So when the body tastes a sweet sensation, it says, okay, carbohydrates are coming, and it launches this whole cascade of biochemical events, which include the release of insulin, in anticipation of carbohydrates coming down the pike. And what happens is, if there are no carbohydrates, then the blood sugar drops, the person gets hungry, and more food is consumed than would have been if this whole cascade had not been initiated.
Mm.
And therefore, the body is taking in carbohydrates in anticipation, in response to this reaction to the sweet taste that's in the mouth. And it's very clear insulin is secreted even if no carbohydrates are actually taken into the body. You can put it in your mouth, spit it out, and within a minute, the pancreas is putting insulin out, getting ready for that carbohydrate that it's anticipating.
She's exactly right. And what happens from there is, what we know about the fat cells of studying them for the past 24 years is, the fat cells have a key code that open them. And one of the key codes is the glycemic index. So if something's high glycemic, it stimulates the what we call the gatekeeper for fat storage in the fat cell, which is called lipoprotein lipase, LPL. And if you trigger that key that opens LPL, the fat cell opens up and says, party time, come on in, baby. Everybody come on in. We need to get fat now. What happens is the fat cells get bigger and bigger and bigger until they really look like marshmallows. They stop dividing. And then they become lemmings. And the more fat cells you have, the more impossible it is to get thin. So that's why people say, I'm having a really hard time losing weight. Yeah, because you've generated, you know, 50 billion more fat cells and they won't shrink. So that key code is also opened by insulin, which is triggered by the cephalic response. So a diet soda will open up that the key. It's the key code to open up the fat cell, and the fat cell says, come on in. That's why something that has no carbs and no calories will trigger that mechanism in the brain to open the fat cells and go, come on in, baby, everybody, come on in.
Dr. Francomano, I mean, there's been a huge upspike of type 2 diabetes in this country. They're complaining about the obesity problems in youngsters. And, you know, they've done away with recess. Now they're reinstituting the recess. But, you know, when growing up, when I was a kid back in the 50s and the 60s, now Diet Coke was not around. Nobody was talking about type 2 diabetes except in very rare occasions. Is this just something new that's been introduced to American society and diet that all of a sudden now, you know, they're complaining about everybody getting fat? It's not the McDonald's of the world exclusively, is it? It's so many different other things that parents think they're doing well for their kids when they really may not be doing well. Is that correct?
Right. I think it's an extremely complicated sociological experiment that has failed terribly over the last several decades. And it's a combination of changes in the way we eat, changes in our food supply, changes in the level of exercise, increasing in the amount of television that people are watching. It's a combination of economic effects from food that is the food that makes the most money for our manufacturers are the ones that are, you know, the worst off for us, really, the ones that are highest glycemic and cause people to become fat. And those are the ones that kids are watching on the television every day. And so the combination of changes in the way we eat, changes in the way food is prepared, changes in our activity patterns are leading us down a deadly path.
And a good example of that is maltodextrins. So foods in the grocery store and almost everything in the grocery store that's prepackaged has maltodextrins in it. A group of the food manufacturers went to the FDA and said, we know that maltodextrins are a sugar. And they're one of the most fattening sugars in the world. Let me give you an example. In terms of adipose tissue fat storage, sugar, just sucrose, is a number 87. So the higher the number, the more it goes into the fat cells. Maltodextrins are 130. Now, the FDA agreed to not call those a sugar anymore. So you can go and buy your packaged cereal or your food or whatever it is, and it'll say, oh, no sugar, when it can have 50 grams of maltodextrins, which is 130% fattening. So even reading labels doesn't help you.
Dr. Francomano, when you see the naysayers come out on this, and obviously the big companies are going to say, I mean, the diet soda manufacturers are just going to go ballistic here because it's a huge moneymaker with them. We've seen all the stuff that goes into cigarettes. You see all the stuff that goes into to diet sodas and things like that. It's obviously follow the money and to hell with human society as far as what their health is concerned. Could you give me just, you know, your thoughts on aspartame and whether you think that is part of it as far as this situation is concerned, or is that just a, you know, an extra little piece to the puzzle?
Well, you know, one of the very interesting things that I have learned from Dr. Allen, and I am learning from her all the time, is that aspartame itself may not contribute to adipose fat storage, but it's packaged in those little packets with the maltodextrin. And so is sucralose in Splenda. And so people unknowingly are putting those little packets in their sugar, in their coffee or their tea, and they're putting in zero calories, zero carbohydrates, because that's how the packages are labeled. And unknowingly, they're consuming these sugars, which are triggering both the cephalic response and the glycemic response.
She's exactly so right. And what we know is that artificial sweeteners cause the cephalic response, because the human brain and the taste sensors have never tasted anything as sweet as artificial sweeteners, because they're 400 to 600 times sweeter than sucrose. And so the human body doesn't know what it is, including stevia. Even stevia has been shown to cause the cephalic response, which means that the body starts putting out insulin. Anything that causes the body to start putting out insulin causes childhood diabetes, adult diabetes, and obesity.
What is the metabolic syndrome, Dr. Francomano? And then we'll leave you with that one to get your answer
okay.
on that.
The metabolic syndrome is a combination of situations, clinical diagnoses that are found together as a result of overweight, associated with obesity, with glucose intolerance, and with hypertension. And people who are overweight and have high blood pressure and glucose intolerance or eventually diabetes are at way risk of developing cardiovascular disease. We know this. So metabolic syndrome is a precursor for heart disease and stroke, and it is extremely important for people who are in that situation to find a way to increase their exercise and start reducing their body mass index in order to optimize their future.
Well, your cell phone's kind of losing. We appreciate very much somebody of your stature joining us on this little wee station of ours here in Tampa, Dr. Francomano. But it takes a Dr. Allen to bring you in. We'll do that every time, and we appreciate the time, and we'll let Dr. Ann say goodbye to you.
Thank you so much, Claire. Have a great day.
It's my pleasure. Thanks to you.
Thank you, Dr.
Bye-bye,
Claire
now.
Francomano, who is the director of Geonetics and genetics at the Glycemic Research Lab. And there's all kinds of websites, Doc, that people can go to see her research and everything else. Why don't you give those out before we hit the break?
Yeah, here. If you go to Google and you type in my name, I'm in there, 750,000 places in medical research. But to make it easy for you, skinny science is what we have named this new branch of science. And I think, you know, people can really relate. Instead of, you know, going into adipose tissue, fat, and cephalic, of which their eyeballs roll back in their heads, we say skinny science. So we put up the website skinnyscience.com, which we're going to be downloading all this material to. There's skinnyicecream.com, how do you make ice cream that won't go in the fat cells. There's AndeWeezeAllen.com. Glycemic.com will feature the cephalic seal. Now, the cephalic seal is a federal government-approved seal that we have been awarded, and it's backed by our human in vivo clinical trials at our cephalic testing facility. And what we do is feed human beings different foods and different beverages, and then we quantify the glycemic response, the fat-storing response, and the cephalic response. So now we have the only seal for manufacturers to prove that their product is non-cephalic.
Wow. I mean, it sounds to me, and I know we have to hit the break, and I wanted to ask you this instead of Francomano, Dr. Francomano, that food labels are totally mislabeled. They're there, but they're not telling you the hidden, deep, dark secrets of what is actually in this stuff.
You got it, honey.
Do you see it coming to where these seals are going to have to be on government?
Oh, yeah. Labels right now will do you absolutely no
good.
Except tell you what the name of the food is in the box.
Yeah, so you don't know what you're looking for.
Know.
You can't find it.
But I'll tell you, the biggest food company in the world is Procter & Gamble, and they're now using our low glycemic seals.
All right. Dr. AndeWeese Allen is on with us for the afternoon. Dr. Landry is going to join us. Who's the next person on our list?
Dr. Vaughn.
He is going to come with us, and he's going to add his expertise, and then we will get to your phone call. So we're loading it up with all the expertise first, and then we're going to, you know, give you all the information so that you can join us on the phone lines for the rest of the afternoon. 990 in Hillsborough, Pinellas 461. They both end in 4620. I can't tell you enough that if you have friends and kids and everything else, get them around the radio this afternoon like the old-fashioned way and sit there and listen to it. You might learn something about your kids, yourself, and why you can or can't lose weight and all kinds of things. I'm sure there'll be detractors, and you are welcome, too, because Dr. Allen has her Everlast boxing gloves on. We'll take a time out. We'll be right back with more here on the Animal 620 WDAE.
Is your taste in radio stations rubbing your office co-workers the wrong way?
You're totally harshing the office mellow.
Then find a new place to work. Or just listen with headphones. 620WDAE.com.
Welcome back. 3:39 here on Tampa Bay Sports Animal. 620WDAE live from the Broom Closet here with Dr. Andreas Allen is our special guest in studio. And joining us right now is another very special guest. His name is Dr. David Vaughn. He's with the Cousteau Foundation, and he specializes in nanotechnology, which those of you that know what nanotechnology, that's a little teeny stuff, and water and everything else. And she's also hooked up with Dr. Andreas Allen, and they're trying to find out. Dr. Vaughn, first of all, welcome to the show. We appreciate you taking some time.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on this show.
Well, I know you're very busy, and we want to get some information, obviously, with all the news that is finally breaking out on the problems with diet sodas and whether or not they make you fat or not. And I guess the best answer was, and since you're dealing with water technology and nanotechnology, when the lady from the Beverage Association said last night on CBS News that how can anything with 99% water and no calories and just a little bit of flavoring in it be making you fat? Do you have a response for that?
Oh, absolutely. And the first response is that really like to thank and highlight Dr. Allen, because she's really been doing some of the best cutting edge work in this field now for years. And as many of you here in at least in sports medicine, being a sports show, realize that people are doing sports because they like it, they like to exercise, and they feel like they're doing something good by what they may be eating or drinking. They definitely don't want to be somebody that, if afterwards later in the day, is having what they think is a good beverage, thinking that it's also going to keep their weight off. They don't want to be doing anything that is actually doing them more hurt or harm. And I think it's real important to listen to the science of what's taking place here and realize what we're doing to our bodies and what we wrong and what we can do right, hopefully in the future, of doing the right things for our body. And the first is starting with the water, and second is the nutrition and what it does.
Yeah, and so David, Dr. Vaughn and I are heavily involved in beverage technology, water technology, and nanotechnology as a delivery system, because we've really got to redo all of the beverages that are out there. Our kids now are 60% of the entire population in the United States is either obese or overweight, and this is the first time in the history of man that we think our kids won't live as long as we do, and that we've seen type 2 of diabetes in a 10-year-old. So we're making our children obese, and I'm telling you, if we don't redo the beverages in the food chain, redo all of the food to make them low glycemic and non-cephalic, we're going to be in sad shape when our kids hit 15, 16 years old and are type 2 diabetics. Wow. For the rest of their lives.
Yes, absolutely. And the biggest thing that we always used to rely on is the medical industry. And if we look at the medical industry, you know, their first number one caveat is do no wrong. And actually what we are doing to ourselves and what we eat of the wrong things and drinking of the wrong beverages, we don't know it, but we're doing ourselves some harm. What we need to be doing is do some good. Add some good products that we know are not causing some of these harmful effects. And third, we need to do it better. We need to have newer technology that can help us stimulate it doing right, such as these new nanotechnologies and ways to look at the science and do even better than we were doing before.
Go ahead, Dr.
One of the things that Dr. Vaughn and I are doing, and in fact we're doing that with the state of Florida Department of Citrus, is we're creating nanomolecules. Now, we're talking about getting away from synthetic and chemical sweeteners. aspartame, NutraSweet, whatever. Those are the ones that are stimulating cephalic because they don't occur in nature. The brain doesn't know what they are. So we're creating new molecules out of fruit. We're taking fresh, live, natural fruits, citrus fruits, Department of Agriculture fruits, and other live fruits, and taking those fruits and making nanomolecules out of them so you can put it in a beverage or water or soda, and it won't stimulate fat.
Hmm.
Yes, absolutely. And Dr. Allen is right, is that, you know, it's not good enough just to say what not to eat or what not to drink, but it's better that we can say we can make some new natural products that can actually be good and be doing good, but we can also be adding some nutrients that actually stimulate the right reaction to help you lose weight and do it in a way that is an efficient way of transferring. That's what she referred to as this new nanotechnology. It's not good enough for science to stand by and say, pick up the things that we're doing wrong. It's up to us now to come up with bigger and better and faster ways to get you healthier, and that's what the nanotechnology can do.
It seems to me, Dr. Vaughn, that right now the only safe drink to drink is water, isn't it?
Well, right now water is and was from the beginning of time our best friend. However, water is not the same today as it was in the past. Our water sources from around the world are actually slightly different, and we hope to use the nanotechnology, and we have that technology today, to actually make a better water, and a better water actually carries efficiently more of the other nutrients or ingredients you'd like to add into it more effectively. And that's what some of this nanotechnology also can be about.
He's exactly right. The number one amount of patents being filed worldwide are nanotechnology patents in medicine, NIH.gov. And in fact, the website, the online scientific website for nanotechnology, is ediblecomputerchips.com, which tells all about nanotechnology. So, you know, really the wave of the future in medicine, in science, and in re-engineering the beverages is using natural organic fruits instead of synthetic sweeteners to create beverages that actually burn fat. In our laboratory and in our testing, we have created nanotechnology that will burn 800% more fat with you sitting on a sofa watching television than if you were jogging around the block. Now, we can do that with chocolate. We can make chocolate truffles that will make you burn fat with nanotechnology.
Yeah, it's very much an amazing technology, and yet it's probably the way Mother Nature intended it all along. If we had a natural environment with the water the way water used to be, everything that was natural that we would eat along with it would probably go in nicely. Right now we have water that really isn't at the same type of structure the way it was before, and that is the way it clumps together. And we have particles and other ingredients that we're eating that is giving us terrible types of reactions. And it's my opinion that the types of things we should be seeing on ingredients and boxes that are the most important things, hopefully, will be things like the glycemic index seal of approval, the cephalic index, and even nanotechnology seal, so we know that it's creating the right reaction and for the right reasons, and adding efficiently the right ingredients to
it. So back in the caveman days there, Dr. Vaughn, when a fruit fell off a tree, it fell in the water, it decomposed, it became part of the water, a leaf fell in, it fell in the water, and these cavemen were big and strong, and they were lean, they were not fat, and things like that. And so today, what you're saying is, when you said that water's not even the same today, you know, before those were the natural things that were falling into the water. How can anybody believe the word natural anymore, or can we?
Well, that's true. It's a misnomer. I mean, you're right. The water is not the water it used to be. You can see that in anything from a freshwater lake to a saltwater area. And what we put in our bodies are, a lot of times now, is so far removed from what would be a normal drink. Pick up a normal beverage drink and take a look and read on the back of it. It really doesn't look anything like as if you were drinking from a beautiful, clear, crystal spring and then having some natural fruits or grains or berries that would be good for you. We're actually, as a community, blinded by thinking of things such as diet soda is good for you, or even some of our other drinks that we think are good for sports or good for energizing. Actually, a lot of these are misnomers, and we hope to turn that around and get some good water good water out there, good water transport systems, and good beverages by using the science
all
that
right.
Dr. Ann
yeah.
Louise uses.
All right, Dr. Vaughn, I got a bottle of water here. I'll leave the name out of it for the moment, okay? Because you just hit on something. Just read the label of a bottle of water, and you almost want to say, well, what the hell could it be on except two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen? But it's not. I got purified water. I got magnesium sulfate. I got potassium chloride and salt. So that's not water, is it?
Well, it's some of the parts that they decided to put back in, and actually the water itself, just the quality of it, you know, there's a number of drinking waters that are bottled water that are just that. They're bottled water from what could be normal drinking sources, not even natural springs. And if you then go to some of the waters that start to add some of the vitamins and other components to it, then you really get a long list, don't
you? Okay, well, so that's become the new popular thing now is the vitamins in the water and the vitamins in the Coke and the vitamins in the sodas and everything like that. Can that be believed, in your opinion?
Well, I think we're seeing exactly that from this new finding that's finally come out, that what misnomer of most of the people in the United States who thought that drinking diet sodas, they were actually doing themselves some good diet-wise, and actually what we're seeing is that's not the case. I think we're going to see the same thing in some sports drink and some waters that are looked at as energy waters and energy drinks.
And by the way, the number one selling sports drinks in the world reduce sports performance because they stimulate the glycemic response.
You've said that before.
Right. So, and then we look at Red Bull, which is incredibly successful. Don't even get me started on the Red Bull, but there are companies now trying to make No Bull, okay? And No Bull is a redone Red Bull so that it doesn't stimulate fat storage, it's not high glycemic, and it doesn't stimulate cephalic. Even Pepsi has come out with their new hyped-up Pepsi drink, Pepsi Max, whatever, to make it more like Red Bull. The reason is the number one complaint in the United States is people are tired. Number two complaint, we're fat. So we're
loaded
tired
up with
fat.
Caffeine and loaded up
it.
With sugar
right.
So that you get the high and
right.
You get the caffeine jolt.
Right, and as soon as you do that, it opens up the fat cell. It's the key code to opening up the fat cell. Yeah. But it doesn't have to be, because Dr. Vaughn will tell you that you can re-engineer that so that it won't do that.
So you can, God, Dr. Vaughn, you can re-engineer chemically and turn this problem around?
Oh, absolutely, and a lot of it really was some of the new work that Dr. Allen's been doing again, for many of these years in telling us all about it, but only now, more recently, are people really waking up to what she's been saying. And she's absolutely true that the glycemic index is one of the factors that metabolically tells the body what to do as far as storing fat. And now we realize the cephalic index of just the taste sending a message to the brain. Now, we've known this for a lot of animals. We know that animals, including humans, under stress and other stimulations to the brain, will cause different things from diseases, more prone to diseases, to more prone to heart attacks, to more prone to gaining weight. It really is I hate to say this, but a no-brainer that we should realize that stimulation of the brain tells our body what to do.
Hmm. And by the way, Dr. Vaughn has done some land-breaking research in trying to save the coral reefs by cleaning up the water with the Cousteau Foundation. And Dr. Vaughn, tell them about your adventures with the food chain for animals in shrimp farming, et cetera, using this technology.
Yeah, we've been using the nanotechnology now in actually animal nutrition. We've been using really a method by way of taking a good quality water and surrounding it around specific nutrients that can be transported into the body and used more effectively and efficiently. And we've been doing this for aquatic organisms such as shrimp and find out that they are much better at being resistant to disease, much better survival when put in front of things like these viruses. And we're now finding the same thing even when you put that type of a water in with other animals as a nutrition, such as chicken and and other fowl. So it's now time for us to be waking up and start using this new science for mankind's health.
One final question, Dr. Vaughn, before we let you go. How much of a fight do you think you'll get from the medical society?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to just reiterate those three things that the medical society always says is first, do no wrong. We know with a lot of our nutrition, one, we're doing wrong, and two, we need to do good. And that's not just a patch job on something, but have the right nutrition. And third, with this new science of nanotechnology and cephalic index knowledge and glycemic index, we can do better. So I think we're going to have a little bit of an uphill fight, but I think the public is ready for it. The public is ready to do good for themselves.
And Dr. Vaughn and Dr. Francomano and Dr. Randall, we're ready to go to war. I'm ready to go to war to save people's lives and to save our children. I'm ready to do battle.
We know you can do it. Dr. Vaughn, congratulations for being a friend of Dr. Allen's and a guest of this show. We appreciate that very, very much and can't thank you enough.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you.
All right, Dr. David Vaughn from the Cousteau Foundation and specializes in nanotechnology, and that is like the tiniest of tiny of tiny.
The wee little bits.
I mean, you can't get smaller than nanotechnology. All right, now that you've heard from all the doctors, Dr. Allen will remain with us for the afternoon. Now it's your turn if you've got some questions or some arguments. Obviously, they're ready to go to war, as Dr. Allen just said. So if you've got some agreements or disagreements or questions in general for your family and your family's welfare and health, I mean, I'm confused, just like everybody else. What the heck can you take? What can you eat? What can you drink? It's coming out now that it's not as good as you think it is. We'll take a timeout. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Andres Allen here on the Animal 620 WDAE.